I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hi, Conrad.
Hello.
Thank you for serving as acolyte today. Hello, Calvin. Have you seen this new thing on social media where somebody is getting their hair cut and there are two options on paper and they point to one of the options and that's what they have to get done? Well, I want to do something kind of similar for you guys today. Would you like a children's sermon on the passage that Miss Debbie read from Acts, on the Psalm, or on the passage from Revelation? The Psalm? Does that sound okay to you? Okay. So this is a really fun psalm. This psalm is read twice a year, on the fifth Sunday after Easter, and on the Sunday after Christmas. Isn't that interesting? So right after Jesus was born, this psalm is read, and it's praising God for God creating all the things, and it's calling all creatures and all the earth to praise God. So to praise God is like calling out and naming what God has done. And what's interesting, I think, is that we often think about humans praising God, but humans aren't listed in this psalm until the very, very end. Listen to all of these things that the psalmist is telling to praise God. The sun and the moon, the stars, sea monsters and all the creatures of the sea, the fire and hail and snow and fog, mountains and hills, creeping things and flying birds. Have you ever thought about these animals, these creatures, these parts of creation praising God? Because most often when we think about praising God, don't we think about doing it with words or songs? So if the sun and the stars and the moon and things of the deep and the ocean, if they can't praise God with words, how do you think they praise God? They do it in their mind. What else do you think? So I have a picture here of a whale. Have you ever seen a picture of a whale, or maybe a whale in real person, where they jump up out of the water and kind of do a spin and go back in? Do you think that could be a way that a whale praises God? That we can also praise God with our bodies? And I think there's one more way that we can praise God that all of these things do. What's that?
With your heart.
With your heart. Yes, that's a really good answer. And some of these things, I think they praise God just by being who God created them to be and just by existing. When God created us as humans, God called us very, very good. And so maybe just by existing, we can praise God and honor God. So maybe when you go home and Arlo's being a wild man, or maybe some of your cats are being a little feisty, maybe they're praising God. I don't know. But all creation praises God and gives God thanks for all the things that God does.
Right now, Arlo is definitely
not praising God. Well, let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today and for each other. Thank you for creating us and the entire world. Help us to be aware of all of the ways that the rest of creation praises you. Join our hearts and our bodies and our minds in praise with theirs. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go back to your seats.